encourage people to contact us via email, via phone calls. And Pat Johnson, you were contacted yesterday.
Yes, I was. Yeah, by a listener. Her name is Liz, a loyal listener here. And she was happy that I answered the phone. It was actually right after your show, Art. And she asked me if I noticed that a Speedway in Alma was charging $8.35 for gasoline.
What?
That's what I said. Apparently her daughter came across the sign and she took a picture of it. And I told her, I said, well, I know exactly which speedway. I said, there are two speedways on Wright Avenue, and I pass by that every morning on my way out here. So I'll check. And we were having a laugh because she said, it's obvious. I think that maybe somebody made a mistake. And so I'm driving down, and I pass a couple gas stations, and, you know, the prices are $3.25, $3.20, whatever, you know, around that price right now. And then the first Speedway comes up, and it was around $3.25. And as I'm getting closer to the one on 46 this morning, I noticed, wow, it does say $8.38 per gallon. Woo! I'm not sure if they're having a malfunction with their sign or if the store could be closed right now. I wasn't sure, but it was a little funny to see. But I just thought to myself, I don't think anyone's going to that one.
Probably maybe having a deal. Maybe it was 83.8 cents per gallon.
Maybe. So, but I can confirm. So, Liz, thank you so much that there is a Speedway in Alma charging $8.30-something cents.
Did you see anyone getting gas?
I did not. Oh, I did not. I did not see anybody getting gas. Yeah.
Didn't think so, but I thought I'd ask. Yeah. Maybe somebody's thinking, goodness, the price is going up. I better get it now.
Yeah, right.
Well, this must be high octane.
It's high something. Yeah, right. It's high when they put the sign up.
Right. Gotta be a sign.
Well, yeah. It is. It is. Nobody's seen that kind of pricing anywhere. So.
I'm wondering.
Not even California.
No. No.
Wonders like maybe the digit 3, which you'd think it would be.
Right.
Maybe all the lights kind of lit up and circled around the digitized box, which makes the 8.
That's what it looked like. But then the other prices were also saying $8 and something. Okay. So, yeah, it wasn't just the unleaded. It was others.
Seems to me years ago when gas first started spiking, we had something like that going on. But it was a price like 6. But it was for a gas station that was like closed or remodeling. And so they put that kind of price up on the board. I don't know why they just didn't turn a sign off or something like that. But
right.
It got people like, whoa, what's going on? It's like, no, that's not really the price. It's just that we're doing this remodeling, and we just thought we'd put a price up there, figuring that nobody's going to come in. We can't serve gas anyway because we're doing this work on the station.
Right.
But it shocked people.
Yeah.
As obviously this did too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Well, I've got to think it's a malfunction or else that particular gas station is getting some phone calls maybe from somebody saying price gouging. So I just can't see that.
We will expect a full investigative report tomorrow.
Yes. I'll drive by it again and we'll see what happens.
Let's see. Just checking the calendar. This is not April 1st.
Okay. No, it is not.
Not April 1st.
April 1st.
Just,
no.
Just checking.